Hawk stared down at the stricken tag.
Ugly-looking great beast, ain't he? With all them tattoos, it's impossible to tell what kind of creature he be. So, what do we do with him now? Slay him?
His companions shook their heads vehemently.
How could any Red Waller murder a fallen beast, vermin or not?
None of us have ever taken a life, and I don't think we're about to now. Oh, we've got ourselves into a right mess here.
Drog decided to take charge.
We can't just leave him lying here. Does that old wheelbarrow by the orchard still work, Broggle?
The squirrel nodded.
I think so. What's your plan?
For no apparent reason, Drog dropped his voice to a whisper.
Go and get it. There's a little cellar door where I brings in wood for barrels and tools. It leads through to my cellars. We'll take him through there and lock him up in my supply room. Then we can make up a story about how we caught the rogue. I think Craigor and Mira will be glad to have a hostage to bargain off against the rest of the vermin.
Tag regained consciousness in complete darkness. At first he thought he had gone blind, lying on a hard stone floor. He brought his paw up in front of his eyes, but he could not see it. Panic set in, and despite the abominable aching inside his skull, he sat up. Relief flooded through him when the sight of a pale, thin strip of light from beneath the door assured him his eyesight was not gone. With extreme caution, he stood upright and began to investigate his prison cell. Holding both paws high, he leaped in the air and barely touched the beam of a ceiling. He landed, sending an agonizing jolt through his head. Stone floors and stone walls, with a single door that felt as solid as the rest of the place and would not budge a fraction. Then he bumped into something and went sprawling. He felt it gingerly and made out a huge barrel-shaped structure. Putting his weight against it, he shoved. It moved fractionally, and a swishing sound came from within. It was a barrel, and almost full to its brim. He felt around it for some kind of stopper and found a wooden bung. However, it had been firmly hammered home and was immovable. Dizzy with the effort, he felt the back of his head, where there was a sizable lump and a minute dampness of blood. Pain enveloped him, and he slumped down on the floor and allowed his body to drift into a half-stunned sleep in the silent gloom. Ifrir and Valog crouched in the ditch across the path from the main outer gate. Groven, Dagrab and Rohrbach had made slings and collected heaps of pebbles. Valog had an arrow laid across his bowstring, and several more were stuck point down in the ditch bed, close to Por. Ifrir gave the orders.
You three just keep slinging stones over the wall. I'll tell you when to stop. Valog, keep your bow at the ready. Right on, me buckos, get slinging!
Nimbalo laid to one side, still out to the world, but breathing.